From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and it's time now for your letters. Yesterday, we talked with 10-year-old Catherine Aurora Gray, the youngest person ever to discover a supernova. The exploding star was 240 million light years away.
It's just so far away, you'd never be able to see it with only your eyes. You can probably barely see it with a telescope, too.
She found it by comparing old pictures of the night sky with new ones taken on New Year's Eve. Well, Catherine Gray's youthful enthusiasm touched the stargazer in many of you. What a delight, writes Ken Sembach of Ellicott City, Maryland. Hearing the wonder and matter-of-factness in Miss Gray's voice as she described the discovery of her supernova drained away the day's cares and brought a smile to my face. Keep looking at the stars, Miss Gray. You never know what you might find. And on to another star, singer and songwriter Jerry Rafferty died this week at the age of 63, and we remembered his career yesterday. John Hathaway of Phoenix wrote, "When the saxophone solo of Baker Street came grinding out of the radio, I was immediately uplifted and started singing along. When it became apparent it was Jerry Rafferty's obituary, I was saddened but continued to sing." And the earlier hit by another Rafferty band, Steeler's Wheel, prompted questions from a few of you.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am stuck in the middle with you. Yes,
it became clear that many people weren't quite sure who actually wrote that song. John Hathaway said, "What surprised me was realizing I'd long held a misconception. I always thought Steeler's Wheel was one of Paul McCartney's incarnations, and it was McCartney singing the lead on Stuck in the Middle with You. Thanks for setting me straight and for remembering Mr. Rafferty." Another listener wrote in with another more common misperception, that the song Stuck in the Middle with You was written by Bob Dylan. And I guess I can see why. Jerry Rafferty actually co-wrote Stuck in the Middle as a parody of Bob Dylan. Rolling Stone magazine once wrote that the song struck pay dirt to Rafferty's utter disbelief. It was written as, quote, little more than a joke. But a lot of people thought that really was Bob Dylan singing. Well, we're glad to set the record straight, and frankly, we're glad we got to hear a little bit more of Steeler's Wheel. Keep your letters rolling in. Please write to us by visiting npr.org. Click on Contact Us.